In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Whisper to God what it is that you trust Him to do. We are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You are not gathered to a God who cannot meet you at the point of your need. Very quickly say, Lord, touch me. Change my story. In Jesus' name we pray. Very quickly turn to your neighbor as you sit down and say, get set for your miracle. Get set for your miracle. Hallelujah. We are going to put the devil to shame here tonight. I'm excited. I'm ready. As you all know, Apostle has already sent his greetings. Next time they say a man of God needs a private jet, that's why this match miracle service, this prosperity thing, we are going to catch it once and for all. If you believe it, shout a louder amen. Yes. Powerful, powerful song by the worship team. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful song. You know, today is Good Friday, and we are commemorating the death of Jesus Christ. And Apostle eagerly brought us into the fact that the crucifixion of Jesus was a transaction that had benefits. And one of the things that I know that God is going to be doing is delivering those benefits to us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Very quickly, the book of Joshua chapter 1. Very quickly. I trust God to really bless our hearts. Joshua chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, next verse, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people. Did he say he should go alone? He said, go and all these people. Unto what? If you are a Christian, read it louder. Which I do give to them. He's saying there's provision, there is a land. Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, please arise. Please arise, because there is a land allocated to the children of Israel. Next verse. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now God is beginning to give Joshua the conditions for the performance. He's saying the whole land is yours. I have given it to you. However, because this is a transaction that requires participation, let me tell you the role you have to play. Tell your neighbor, say, the problem of finances has been resolved from God's end. If you want to clap, you can clap. However, he's saying it is every place that the sole of your foot treads upon. I'm saying this because for many of us, we have wondered why it is as if God didn't allocate a portion for us. Because God has said that I have given it to you. But God is sharing a mystery here. He's saying, Joshua, inasmuch as I have given you the land, it is only that portion that you are able to come into a place of dominion. You see that now? Because the feet imply a measure of dominion. So it is as far as your eyes can see However, it is the portion that you take action upon that will be released to you. I'm saying this because by the grace of God, we are going to be praying strategic prayers. The power of God is going to be present to change people's stories. But there's a place of responsibility. There's a place of responsibility. Let's read further. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea. Look at what he said. Toward the what? Of what? I want to ask. Does it not look like God literally gave them the whole world? Because God said that, look at the borders, the parameters. But he now said, let me add a caveat. If the sole of your feet can tread to the place where the sun goes down, what is going to happen? It shall be your what? Coast. Now, I'm saying this because as we begin to press, as we begin to pray, as God is going to begin to do things in your life, the function of the performance is largely your perception. I hope you know some people will have stopped at the wilderness. I hope you know some people will have stopped at Lebanon. But some will have said, no, no, no. The Lord said, right to the going down of the sun, that's going to be my coast. Look at the intentions of God. Moses is dead. But God says, the death of a man cannot stop my agenda. And every time God is going to bring prosperity to a nation, every time God is going to bring prosperity to a people, he looks for a man that he can use to pass that reality across to the other people connected to that man. And which is why we give God thanks that in this commission, he has given us a man. You see, because the body of Christ does not necessarily understand the operations of God, we lose out. Is it human worship? No. But we understand that if God gives a word to Jacob, it can become a light for Israel. You see that now? And he's saying the death of Moses cannot stop my agenda. Next verse. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Look at how God tied the prosperity of the people to their leader. Every time I see God do something in the life of apostle, I say, oh God, you have blessed him. You have anointed him for my sake. This ministry blossoms year on year on year. We are celebrating 7 years of the faithfulness of God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every day blossoming. This is what God is saying. As I am with Joshua Selman, I am also with... So year after year, what should be happening to your life? Increase. Year after year, what should be happening to your life? Glory. If you can't believe God, believe the person God has set over you as an example. If not, you'll be one of those that will get angry. I said, the ministry is growing, but I'm not getting blessed. I want to ask, if God has tied your prosperity to the prosperity of the ministry and the man he has placed, will you not be praying for the ministry to grow? Because the bigger it gets, what happens to you? The bigger koinonia gets, what should happen to you? God is not out to bless a ministry. God is out to bless people. We are the ministry. So if you are connected by grace, connected by submission, connected by honor, ask yourself, has my life been flourishing? So I will be with thee. Please, let's read this together. God's promise to us. What did God say? I will not, nor will I. God says he will never fail you. So if failure is in your life, if poverty is in your life, whose fault is it? It's not God. There's a covenant God has. Next verse. Now watch this, people of God. Please watch this. What is the next condition that God is giving Joshua? He's saying, be what? Be what? Be what? Be strong and of a very good what? Courage. You know, I started to ask God that, Lord, Of all the instructions you were to give, why did you mention strength? Why did you mention courage? I remember how that apostle during the 7 days of prayer, he clearly stated that wealth is what? Warfare. Prosperity is what? Warfare. Be strong. Strength implies that your convictions are not easily swayed. Strength implies that you know the things that you have believed. Strength implies that you realize that these are not cunningly devised fables. These are the things which the apostles heard, which they handled concerning the word of life. These things are laws. They will produce results. Some of you are here today, you are here with bills. Some of you are here today, you are here with medical reports. Some of you are here today, you are here with terminal conditions. What's God saying to you? Be strong. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Persuaded. I was talking with someone that came over to my house yesterday, and we're running through the book of Hebrews 11, where we're looking at the hall of faith, and how that the Bible talks about all those who received certain promises, and he said that there was a category of people that died believing. Can you imagine that? Meaning that the strength of their conviction was so much that even at death, people were like, where is the promise? They say it doesn't change anything. And the Bible says they obtained a good report. It is your report that produces your results. A good result comes from a good report. And a good report is based on faith, convictions. Convictions. He says, for unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land. That's when I realized that the issue of prosperity, the issue of rising, the issue of success, God is not looking just at you. Genesis chapter 12, God speaking to Abraham, he said, I will bless you. I will make your name great. He said, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. Stating that by the time I am done blessing you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. This is the question. If you don't rise, if you are not prosperous, look at the number of people that will suffer. If Apostle Joshua Selman had refused not to rise, look at the number of people who will have suffered. Please let's celebrate Pastor Jakes. Is that how you celebrate who God has sent to you? The devil is in trouble tonight. If you've missed the ministry of this anointed man of God, celebrate him, celebrate him. Glory to God. Sit down. Let me quickly share one secret to you in this journey of wealth. Remember when God was speaking to Abraham, he told Abraham something. He said, I will bless them that bless you. And I will do what? Curse them that curse you. Watch this. God is saying, I have created a mechanism of blessing that if you can locate a blessed man, watch this. If you can locate a blessed man and you bless the blessed man, the blessing upon the blessed man will become your blessing. So that means if I'd seen Father Abraham in the morning and I say, Father Abraham, so no, good morning. Sir, will you like a cup of tea? And I give him a cup of tea. That means if my wife is barren, what will happen to my wife? Because the wife of Abraham took him. Look at the goodness of our God. He's saying, I will bless them that bless you. You see why I celebrate blessed men? You see why you can never catch me criticizing a blessed man? I don't care what you think about him. You don't know his covenant. How many people were there when God said that to Abraham? How many people were with Abraham when God entered that covenant with him? Nobody. So you see a man prospering. You don't know the covenant of prosperity he has with God. You open your mouth and you run your mouth anyhow. And God says, I will curse them that curse you. Now say, I was just joking. And God said, well, whether you were joking or not, you have inherited a curse. So when I'm telling you to celebrate him, I know why. So that every blessing upon his life will find expression in. I want you to celebrate the person next to you. Bless him, bless him. We are all blessed men. Bless him, bless him. Tap their blessings. Tap it, tap it. Bless them, tap it. Glory to God. The Bible says, through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. However, if you want to fill that house with good and pleasant riches, there's something you use. It's called what? Knowledge. Kill criticism off of your mouth. I don't care if I see. Do you know how wicked Satan is? For a man to be steadily rising in the face of a wicked Satan, and you want to tell me it's not a covenant that is sustaining him? Especially if he calls upon the name of the Lord. I have nothing bad to say about him. But that's a nugget, an aside. If that's all you take, because God will prosper you by favor. Favor will bring you to the place of prosperity, but only wisdom and competence will sustain it. So I'm teaching you this thing so that after God lands you with favor, you will not use your mouth to undo the manifestation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 8, we're going to come back there. Joshua chapter 1. Now, why was God placing emphasis on the land? He was saying, I'm giving you a land. 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 Now, God wants to begin to describe the nature of that land. All the commands which I command this day, ye shall observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God swear unto your fathers. Now let's quickly look to verse 7. Because when they say that land, people don't necessarily understand the implication of that land. What is in land? The Bible says Isaac sowed in that same land. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the what? Fullness. So the land is full. So when God is saying, I am giving you a land that is full, what God is saying is, I am blessing you financially. Because God tied the prosperity of man to the earth. Before he created man, he created everything and commanded it to bring forth. And then he placed that man in the garden of Eden. And Eden's responsibility was to ensure that Adam and Eve never lacked. The responsibility of Eden was the prosperity of Adam. So every time Adam is hungry, God will look at Eden and say, why is Adam hungry? Did I not command that he can eat of all the fruit? And God was now talking about the four rivers that flowed out of Eden. And he says the first river that comes out of the presence of God, if you follow that river consistently, it will lead you to the land of Havilah, where there is what? Gold. I am always amazed when people say you can seek God and you are poor. I've always wondered where they got it from. Was Jesus ever poor? Let me ask you a simple question. I say this all the time. Show me in scripture where Jesus was poor. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich. This is the Bible saying Jesus was rich. People say Jesus was poor. I say, show me where, please. Please show me where Jesus was poor in scripture. Because as a baby, watch this, as a baby, when he was born, before he came on the scene, because God knows pregnancy is expensive. Antenatal is expensive. Yes or no? Taking a pregnant woman in an air-conditioned car is expensive. He knows that it is risky for a pregnant woman to be riding bike because she can fall down. Yes or no? He's a good God. So long before Mary put to bed, he spoke to three wise men. He said, my son is coming. Oh, my king is coming. Leave what you are doing. Calm down. And they were wise men from the east. Look at where they were. There is nowhere in scripture any man from the east was poor. Check it in scripture. No man from the east was ever poor. Show me a man in the Bible from the east that was poor. My Igbo brothers are happy. It's not that east. I'm going somewhere. Queen of Sheba, when she came, The Bible says the caravans of gold that she brought. Now, these wise men were coming with gold, with frankincense, and with myrrh. Watch this. You know, we do in Christmas storytelling that, you know, when they act it, they just give us one small roll-on, one small deodorant, and say that's the frankincense. They now put one very small chocolate. They say that's the gold. Calm down. When these men came into Bethlehem, watch this. They came into town and they said, "We have seen the star from afar. Where is the king that was born that we may go and worship him?" Calm down. These are wise men. They are not idiots. They left where they were and traveled for months. I want to ask, will you travel for months to go and give someone a recharge card of 700 naira? Answer a simple question. My brother's wife has put to bed now. Saint A. Will somebody travel from America months ago and now show up and say, "We came from America. Here is this five alive." And the Bible says they were what? Wise. So stupid men don't do that. How much more wise? I'm going somewhere. When they now got into Bethlehem, they said, "We have heard that there is a king. Where is he that we may worship him?" And the Bible says they walk straight into the palace of Herod. Yes or no? How many of you here can walk straight into the palace of the Emir of Zaria? Not the nation, no. How many of you can get up now and walk straight to Aso Rock? Let's name the kind of people that can walk straight into Aso Rock. One walked recently into Aso Rock. What was his name? Bill what? How many people have been trying to see Buhari? As Bill Gates, you know, Bill Gates came in for the wedding of his friend. His friend's daughter's wedding. As he just came, he said, "It will be good to see the president too." And immediately, President Buhari organized dinner with him. Yes or no? How many of you can have dinner with President Buhari? How many? He's just strolling into Aso Rock. You won't even get to some place. You will just see yourself in Kadru. Yes or no? So what kind of people can see the king of a nation at short request? The Bible even insinuated that he came at night. So the president was probably sleeping. How many people can wake the president up? Because people say Jesus was poor. Jesus was poor. I say how? Now immediately they saw Herod. Herod saw all the gifts. He said, no. When you find this king, please, me too, I want to come and you can't carry all these things. Now, watch this. If they were ordinary men, Herod could have arrested them and collected everything. Yes or no? That means the fact that in those days they didn't have regard for people. They kill anyhow. The fact that Herod could not kill them, Herod knew that if I start this, I start a war. So he had to beg them that, please, when you find who you are looking for, think about it. Some men came to your country. You are the president of the country. They now say, "We hear that there is another president that has been born. Will you allow them to go?" What do they call that? Treason. Yes or no? How can you come into my country and tell me that another president has been born? But Herod said, "Okay, oh, no problem. If you say so, you can go. When you find him, please come and let me know." Those were the men that came to see Jesus. And immediately they came. The Bible says they came and they came to worship. Yes or no? If Bill Gates comes to worship in CGC, what will happen to CGC? This project, what will happen? When they say Jesus was poor, I say baby Jesus was richer than many of the people. Look at it. On the strength of that gift, his father and his mother went to live in Egypt for 3 years. On the strength of the gift that they gave baby Jesus, they relocated to another country and lived comfortably for 3 years. It couldn't have been roll on that they gave Jesus. Somebody will come to your house, bless you that you relocate. You say, "Where I'm living? I never knew this place was small." You now relocate to another country, and on the strength of the blessing, you stayed there for 3 years. They now say Jesus was poor. How? How? Please tell me how. If you can explain how, I will believe you. For 3 years, they survived on the gift. That goes to show you that God was saying, even though you are born in a manger, you are a king. God is showing you the foundation of Jesus' birth. And you have been born again in him. That goes to show that at the point of my conversion, I should have received something heavy. Like Peter. When Jesus met him and Jesus said, follow me. Jesus first gave him a catch, a harvest of fish, that his boat was sinking. He had to call his other brothers and say, come and help me. My boat is capsizing. These goodies, this breakthrough that God gave me at Match Miracle Service, can I have your account number? It's too much for my account. Can I come and keep some of these things in your house? There are too many for me. Can I park this car in your compound? My compound is already full. When Jesus finished blessing him, Jesus now said, follow me. Peter said, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Conversion by prosperity. There's a way God will bless you that by yourself. You say, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I didn't know you surprised me this way, Daddy. So I'm showing you how Jesus commenced the renewal experience of his disciples. Who told us that we are called into a life of smallness? Who lied to us? Where did we get it? It's not the Bible. Jesus was poor. How? Let's go back and see the characteristics of this land. Am I showing you that prosperity is your birthright? Are you angry with your current situation? Are you set for what God will do tonight? For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. That's the same land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains, of depths that spring out of valleys and hills. Next verse. A land of what? Wheat. A land of what? Barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil, the anointing, and honey, sweetness. How can you be anointed and there's no honey in your life? Olive oil and honey are supposed to go hand in. If you have been anointed, it's time for honey. Tell your neighbor, it's time for honey. Say, it's time for honey. Next verse. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not do what? Lack what? Lack what? School fees? House rent? Money to sow to the work of God? Good health? He said once you enter that land, lack leaves your life. And I hope you know that they were already in the wilderness where manna was supplied every day. Give us this day our daily bread. So he wasn't talking about daily bread. Because when you start saying this to believers, they say, what God was talking about was your daily supply. No, sir. They have been enjoying daily supply. He was talking about abundance. The way people defend daily bread. I said, don't you want overflow? Why must you be defending daily bread? Daily bread, manna mentality. Don't you want to enter your promised land? A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou may dig brass. Look at what God is promising them. Verse 10. This is the part that people always talk about. He said, when thou hast eaten and art full, what is the purpose of this prosperity? Promise says it all the time. He said, prosperity will do what? Reduce your prayer point and do what? Increase your prayer life. There's a way God will bless you that when you open your mouth, all that will come out of your mouth is, Jesus, you are so good to me. In all circumstances. Oh, Jesus, you are so good to me. Tears will be running down your eyes.
In all circumstances. Oh.
Hallelujah. Verse 11. This is the part that they always talk about. It says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Pause. This warning, is it to poor people or to rich people? Is it to poor people or to rich people? Are you rich? They always say, don't forget the Lord. Let him bless me first now, happy? When he has blessed me, we can now discuss forgetting him. But they say, no. Before you are blessed, I can't forget him. It's for rich people. It says, don't forget what brought you here. Don't forget that it was the commandments, the judgments, the statutes. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses. Did he say one house? Did he say one house? Apostle says it all the time that none of us will be little. Built goodly houses. And what happens after you build them? You dwell in them. Then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God. Why will you bless him? For the good land which he bringeth you into. I trust God that in this month of March, this miracle service, God is bringing us into our good land. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I am entering my good land. Have I settled it in your mind that this prosperity is already your inheritance? Have I settled it in your mind that it's already your inheritance? He said, but only be thou strong when thy herds and thy flocks multiply. Look at that now. He says, and when your silver and your gold multiplies. Are you seeing the prayer points we are going to be praying? Very quickly, let's rise to our feet. The first prayer point I want you to pray. Oh Lord, every wrong mindset concerning prosperity that has limited me so far, I remove from my mind. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Because it's wherever the sole of your feet tread upon. Every wrong mindset, every limitation in my mind, responsible for my situation so far. Hold the hand of your neighbor and begin to pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. My mindset is changing. I have a prosperity mindset. My mindset is changing. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Rekesh ketebalia kata. Reponde belegedebo shata. Reketesh kataya. Ibrekete sataya. Ambrakosh kete barikete. Reketesh kata. Ipatosh kembia hadadishka. Degedebo shaba. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second thing we are going to be praying. Give me verse 8. No, verse 9. It says, have I not commanded thee, only be thou strong and very courageous. Be not afraid, meaning no fear. Neither be thou dismayed, meaning no discouragement. Some of you have attempted certain things. Some of you are saying, this is not the first time I've heard things like this. Tell your neighbor, say, be strong and courageous. Forget dismay. We are going to pray and say, oh God, every memory of past hurt, every memory of past failure, everything that may attempt to weaken my confidence, in the name of Jesus, I'm strong. In the name of Jesus, I'm courageous. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, verse 10. And this is what is going to be happening throughout the course of this miracle service. I want you to be very sensitive. He says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, now this is the prophetic instruction that is going to deliver you into your good land. He's saying, pass through the host and command the people. As we proceed in the course of this miracle service, words of command, speaking to your destiny, speaking to your finances, will be coming forth from this altar. As the man of God brings this word to you, I want you to run with these words because it's bringing change in your life. Now we're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, every command, every instruction, for my prosperity from this pulpit. It works in my life now in the name of Jesus. Reketebo shabaria. Ipende belegede baria katara. Reketebo shaba. Ipreteskete. Era keskete baria kata. Rekeskete baria kataya. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lord, you confirm your word with signs and with wonders. Reketebo shebede mandia kataya. And I speak into the finances of everybody present here. Rekete barika teshkata ganekete shata. Rekoskete belegede shata. Will you open the floodgates, O God, and pour out the financial blessing that they will not have room to contain in the name of Jesus? Angels of God, are you not ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the ears of salvation? I prophesy over your life and your finances. Reketebo shebelegede bashataya. Reketebo shabaria katesh kataya. Ipretesh kete yatish kata. Lack lives your life now in the name of Jesus. According to the time of life, by the next miracle service, I command miracle finances into your life in the name of Jesus. For those of you who are building properties, for those of you who are trusting God for properties, that verse says you will build godly houses, you will dwell therein. Receive your properties in the name of Jesus. Rekete bosh katabala kadaya. Iprenon de barika teshkete balia kata. God says he will multiply your silver, he will multiply your gold. I speak to stagnant salaries. I speak to stagnant salaries. Salary that has refused to increase over the years. I command your salaries multiplied in the name of Jesus. Businesses that have refused to grow, I command an influx of customers in the name of Jesus. There's something called favor. Living in houses you did not build, driving cars you did not buy, your children attending schools you didn't pay for, I command the favor of God like a mighty rushing wind. It mantles everybody here in the name of Jesus. Some of you, the only thing missing in your life is that encounter from God that will strengthen the convictions for your finances. If you are tied to this commission, I speak encounters, word encounters, spirit encounters that will transform your finances forever in the name of Jesus. Time will fail me to continue reading Joshua chapter 1. The Bible says that immediately after Joshua had that encounter with the word, he went to meet the Reubenites, he went to meet the Ephraimites, people that had already possessed their own land. And he went to meet them and said, can you please partner with me so that we too can possess our own land? And they told him the same thing. They said, every single thing you have said, we will do. Only be thou strong and very courageous. I speak to your destiny helpers. All those people, hear me. The words I speak to you, they are changing your life forever. I speak to your destiny helpers. Those people that have achieved what you are trying to achieve. Bigger. I speak to your destiny helpers. I hear God saying connections in this season. Everybody in worship team, I hear God say connections. The things you are trying to achieve, He's sending destiny helpers your way. In the name of Jesus. And for every single person here, I hear the Lord tell me categorically, those of you in academia, you are trusting God to rise academically. I'm seeing those of you trusting God for PhDs and professorships, postgraduate academicians. The Lord says I should call forth your destiny helpers that will connect you to international scholarships. Where are you? The heart of kings are with the Lord. He turns it with us for you. Locate you now in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Go and prosper. Go and prosper. Go and prosper. Upon this prophetic word, go and prosper. I see five families. Mark my words. Five families. Five families. I'm seeing five cars coming to five families. Because some of you have been praying. You say, oh God, it's time for a new car. We are spending too much on this car. I call for those miracle vehicles right now in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say to me, activate the seeds that they have sown. Paul was teaching a mystery. He said that a seed, if it is not quickened, cannot reproduce. For every seed you have sown upon this commission, into the ministry, into the life of the man of God, into every ministry in the body of Christ, I quicken your seed sown. Replicate yourself now in the name of Jesus. And I see like fire coming upon a particular number of people. These are the Josephs of Arimathea. Joseph of Arimathea is an office. People who are specifically blessed to defend and finance the body of Christ. Where are you? Angels of God, are you not ministering spirits? Send forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. I command, angels of God, locate you now, now, now. Joseph of Arimathea, Titus anointing. All over this place. I hear somebody in overflow 3. You have placed one medical report and one hospital bill. And the Lord is saying, as I speak, this anointing comes upon you, liberates your family, and catapults you into prosperity. Receive for everyone who believes in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we decree.
Shabakata luparosa katabaya. Shelota parizo bakatabaya. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost. Batoshi bakoto brakata. Ila batoshi bakoto bakata. Adito putara de beketeketa. Ipata sigoto para. Empetekete rusta. Patakata ruste poto. Ila bata suprekebaya. Sakata bareketebata. Sopakata preketebakata. Pato kopotopo. In protosuta ipata baruse segerekete suzo apata ruste ekete puta ya sato pata ateke perekete pato potopus protoruse gero apatike tekete. Just pray the Holy Ghost. As we stir up the atmosphere, we are entering into a warfare field. You have been told wealth and prosperity is a warfare. You don't get it by the energy of the flesh. Anointing and prosperity goes together. If it doesn't, then it is an anomaly.
I am anointed Shakapakata with fresh oil. Shakapakata. My heart is exalted like the horn of the unicorn. And I am anointed
with fresh oil. Shakabakata prokotobaya. My horn is exalted. Like the horn of the unicorn. And I am anointed with fresh oil.
There is what is called anointing for prosperity. Patekitabakatabaya. Emprotoshupo. Paradu Shabagata. Emprekete kutopo. Pratu Shaba. Ilekete brekete maya.
And I am anointed with fresh oil.
Ushabala koto prekete kitabaya. Ariskoto pete ya. Sobelegete brusa. Ipatata. Baroteze. Etusala. Prekete suzo. Patoko pata. Remember, we are on a war field. So I hope you are not just watching. Lord, exalt my hand tonight to prosper. Exalt my hand tonight. Upgrade my power level to contend with forces of hell that has held me bound. You have a skill. You are competent. But your life is not depicting this. Definitely something is wrong. Exalt my heart tonight. Shampo Kotoba. Ebekete brekete. Shalabagata bradaba. Abe Kotopo. Ebekete kitene. Opoporusa. Pratekete. Alisa. 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 Abreketo. Ebetenebe. Protoporus. Brekete kite. Eprotoporo. Batayama.
Jabalabagabakosa.
I am anointed. With fresh oil. Rejoice. Oh, house of Koinonia. To we has come.
Lord, what are the forces of hell that has held me bound? I have a certificate. I have a skill. I have failed on the sacrifices. I have engaged on the principles. It's time to wage war. It's time to wage war. Shabo Kotobara.
Hallelujah. You heard Pastor Jimmy said it. Anointing and prosperity go together. If otherwise it's an anomaly, Shobakatabala. Otherwise it's an anomaly. That was why when that prophet couldn't pay his debt, and they said no, something was wrong. Check out the prophet Itato. They were dangerous carriers of prosperity. We know what is available in this house. God's servant has said there is an emergence of a general that is dangerously anointed and fearily blessed, exceedingly carrying dangerous prosperity. He said, son of man, what seest thou? He said, I saw the rod of an almond tree, golden almond tree with two olive trees. That means a golden anointed destiny at the same time. Prosperity at the same time anointing. But he said, not by power, not by mind, but by my spirit. I'd like you to lift up your hand voice and say, Lord, anoint me
to breakthrough and breakforth. Epetekete protorusha epreketene Zorotos Zorotos. I hope you are praying. Jele 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 Hallelujah. That is what comes upon you that makes you who had been the stone that has been rejected to become the chief cornerstone. The Bible said the stone which everybody has forsaken. They looked at Jesus and said, can any good thing come out of a nation called Israel? No. Can a good thing come out of your family? Psalm 118 verse 22. The stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone. He said, this is the doing of the Lord. There are things that you know that it's not your certificate that brought this. Apostle has told us, believe in sovereign dimensions of wealth. I told people, you have skill, but what's happening around? You will have to trust God for your skill to be anointed. And for those of us who don't even have anything, you just know that God has to come to our rescue. Some of us have the skill, but the skill is not producing anything yet. There is a covenant bailout system. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. He said, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So the psalmist now cried. He says, save now. Lord, help me. I have done everything. They said we should go and get a college degree. We have now had the college degree, but nothing is happening. Save, Lord. Save now. I beseech thee. Oh, Lord, I beg you. Send down now prosperity. Would you lift up your voice and say, Lord, send it. Send it. Send now prosperity. Borotorusha, Empreterus, Breketekuta, Breketerusha, O Protuse, Empreketeno, Ipatanaya, Ipreketé, Soparabaya. Say now, Lord, come to our rescue. What is happening in the nation cannot help us. There must be a display of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Every time the prophecy is released through God's servant, the supernatural too is triggered to perform. God's servant Elisha said, by this time tomorrow. And you heard God's servant tell, the Lord told him, he said, reign of wealth and prosperity. But when the word of the Lord came through Elisha, the Bible said, and four lepers, ordinary people that you are not this. So don't be calculated in this thing. All you just say, Lord, let the supernatural be triggered to perform alongside with this prophecy. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, manifestation of the supernatural. Manifestation of the supernatural. Elisha. 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 Zoropos. Jerebe. Eduta. Ebere. Eruta. Ebere. Shoroba. Baratosha. Ebete. Ebruta. Ebere. Borosuza. Erushaba. Prakataba. Epapataba. Shalobatagalabada. Hallelujah. If you are believing God, you better believe Him crazily until the end. After all, you are not visiting a Babalao. You don't have, people ask, why am I going? I say, I don't have any other. So whatever he asks me to do, God has a covenant strategy to bail his people out. The whole nation was in famine. And the Lord said, First Kings chapter 17. He spoke to Elijah from verse 4. He said, and it shall be that thou shalt drink when there was no water. He said, thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded a raven. God is still commanding a raven. History told us that bird is one of the stingiest birds. Now, what will a raven feel a man, a bird feel a prophet? God has a strategy and a covenant. He said, I have commanded a raven. When he was done with the feeding of, he said, I have also commanded another widow. God is still commanding. They have raised a prayer of favor and destiny. But I'd like you to lift up your voice. Lord, command any and every to deliver my treasures. Lord, command. Shobalabadabada. Emprete pekete. Porusha pata. I hope you are praying. Command. Sele balabada. Erobotoso. Bereketusha. Erutabaya. Epretene. Erusaba. Beruteneye. Eprotorusho. Brakotaba yaba. Eprepetene. Sorobababa. Epretebene. Erushabata. Korobotoso. Epretebene. Lord, command.
Lift your voice and declare, let the supernatural be activated in my finances tonight. An activation of the supernatural. La brande kosi kapala do shate kapanda zem brekete kapos hakete kete. Lembreto sikapande kosikata, jakata kapokoto sikata. The mouth of your servant has declared, that is the season of an abundance of financial rain. There shall be rain of prosperity. So said the mouth of your servant. We believe and we demand an activation of the supernatural. Lakete kete kete, bralande kose kete, brate kete keto, zimbrakata kata. Go ahead and pray. The Bible said, the mouth of the prophet spoke, by this time tomorrow, and four ordinary lepers began to move, and the supernatural activated their steps. The supernatural made the Assyrians to hear a sound. La kete kete kata, bralando zeka, breketo zaketa, maleketa kota ketalaka, zabakata lakato. The sound of the Assyrians must hear. My feet are not able to produce them. Let there be an activation. Let the angels enter my movement. La kete kete kepo, zeka toka pakataya. Shila brande kosikato. Shaka pakata lakato sikata katakata. Lembredo zikatosha. Jala brande kate. Brande kosikato shaka palakataya. Shakete kete 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 kete. Brande kosikatosha. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're still praying. Last week, Apostle declared to us, he didn't say visitations of prosperity, he said rain. Have you ever seen neighbors fighting over how much rain they collected in their house? You never see anybody fighting because the rain is enough to go round. Is enough to go around. Everybody can collect as much as their containers can collect. If you don't have enough, it's not the fault of the sufficiency of the rain, but your container is a rain. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya. Listen. As Pastor Jimmy was teaching, I was just thinking. Today is Good Friday. Don't bother about what's happening. God is already visiting people. I have very few minutes. Today is Good Friday. And it is believed in the body of Christ to be the day that Jesus died. The question is, why did Jesus die? Apostle began to talk to us about the death of Jesus last week. Why did Jesus die? To just save me from my sin is beyond that. Romans chapter 10 and verse 4 tells us, he said, for Christ is the end of the law. Hiya. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Look at it. For righteousness to everyone that believeth. He said, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. In other words, if you want to understand why I came, look at the law. What did the law say about this day? It is believed in the Jewish calendar to be the day of Passover. In Genesis chapter 15, God began an interaction with Abraham, and he began to tell him how that your descendants shall be as many as the stars of the heavens and as many as the sand on the seashore. Celestial dominion, terrestrial dominion. In other words, the influence of your seed will not only be among the nations of the earth, even the elements of the supernatural will come under the dominion of your seed. And then Abraham said, how shall I know this? And God asked him to do certain things. And then the Bible says, when the sun came down, Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and God said, for sure your descendants will be slaves in a strange land. And after 400 years, listen to me, after 400 years, he said, the nation that oppresses them, I will judge, and then I will bring them out with substance, with silver and with gold. I will bring them out. And it came to chapter 12 of Exodus. Please give us verse 11, because we need to know why Jesus died so that we can enforce it. Exodus chapter 12 verse 11. Then God came, and thus shall ye eat it. He told them to pick a lamb, which we all agree is Jesus Christ, isn't it? And then he said, eat it with your loins guided, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. When you go towards the end of chapter 12, the Bible says the Lord gave them on that same day of Passover, as part of the Passover package, the Lord gave them favor in the sight of the Egyptians, that they borrowed them vessels of silver, vessels of gold. Psalms 105 and verse 37, before we pray. He brought them forth as a fulfillment of Passover. If Christ is the end of the law, that means I should have all the experiences of Passover in my life. I should have it. It's not only salvation, going to heaven, that should be what I should show for the death of Christ in my life. Money is part of the evidence. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among them. He brought them. He brought them. He delivered them. There was no one feeble person among their tribe. Hosea, yeah, chapter 12 and verse 13. And by a prophet, how did he bring them out? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 12 verse, is it 12, 13 now? Help me find it, by a prophet. Okay, he brought them out with silver and with gold. What instrument did he use? And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, loaded with silver and with gold, And by a prophet was he preserved. We have a prophet in this house, called of God, anointed to bring deliverance and breakthroughs to people. His name is Joshua Selman. He's not here right now, but it is written, do unto the sons as you have done unto their fathers. Lift your hands wherever you are. Shake takapo, zandeke teke peleketo, zika prakata, shabran deko zikato, lambrateka sekota, ralandeke, la prakatekete, sheke teke prakoto zikata, landeke so prakata, shake teke teke te, lambrato zaketa, manteke te, inside, outside, online, I declare in the name of Jesus, anyone under any form of captivity, laketo kapeta sakata, leketa keta kosa, pralande kete, leketo, at the count of seven, let those chains break, let those chains break, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, break now, labrate kete, Shakata kapalakata, zante kete, zebrendo zikato, shakata kapakata, labreketo, zekete kaprota, lende kete, zamande kosikata. Shalabrando zikata, shalabrando zikata, shalabrando zikata, shalabrando zikata, shalabrando zikata. Shala brando zikata, shala brando zikata, shala brando zikata, bratekete. The angel of the Lord is visiting overflow one. There are about seven people that are under the influence of ancestral curses. Maleko zikata, I command by the ministry of angels, let those chains be broken now. In the name of Jesus, mateka zuka, bralandekete, zuka prekata. Bring them out, la peto sikata, shekete, la brande kasuka. Kala brande kusikata lakata, shakete kete kete, shaka pakata lakato, zimbrado zaketa, jiprakata lakatosa, brande kete, jakata kato, zambrete kete, Lambreketo sikata. We are still praying. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that the children of Israel in Egypt were not idle? They were the ones that built Egypt. They were the ones that built all the things that we record today as the wonders that we see in Egypt. It was these men that built it. They were walking as elephants, but eating as ants. Walking, and the glory was going to other people. It's not that you are idle. You are walking, you are productive, you are intelligent, you are diligent, yet there is nothing to show, because there is an Egyptian taskmaster that sits over your labor. He claims to have come through ancestry. He claims that your forefathers entered the covenant with him. And as long as you don't serve that deity, that you will not enter any level of prosperity. Maleka tosakata. Let God be true. Let any demon be a liar. In the name of the Lord Jesus. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name of Jesus. That chain will break. Maleko sikata. Brandekete. Balakato. I declare, in the name of the Lord Jesus, anyone under the influence of my voice, under any form of territorial covenant, under any form of ancestral covenant, under any form of ancestral curse, at the count of three, as you shout the name of Jesus, let that curse be broken in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Yes. Break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Somebody help me. Pray in the spirit. La prakata. There are mighty angelic activities. La keteke pro. Zinda prekatosa. Shaketosikata. The Lord is showing me someone in overflow 3. That anytime is as if something good is about to enter your hand. Suddenly one strange woman comes to sleep with you. And that thing never happens. It is not just you. There are several people like that. But the Lord is starting with you in overflow 3. If there is anybody like that, Maleko Sekata, I release fire upon that strange being. In the name of Jesus. Fire on you. In the name of Jesus. Laketo Sekata.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign.
You reign, Kadosh. You are mighty on your throne.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus speaking in John 5. He said, the hour cometh and now is that the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Said unto Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me shall never die. He said, he that lives and believes in me, he said, he that believes in me shall never die. Please give us John 11 verse 25. Jesus, graves are about to be opened and the dead will rise. Dead finances, dead destinies, dead relationships, dead marriages. The graves are about to be opened and you will arise out of that grave. Manteko sikata. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believes in me shall never die. Believest thou this? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 55. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? O death, give me verse 54. Shaketo kapala kataya. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruptible, this immortal and all of that, he said, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Listen to me. The Bible says that because the children were flesh and blood, he himself partook of their flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death. Death was killing until death tasted life. The day death tasted life, death died. And today is the commemoration of that experience. Lift your hands. Inside, outside, online. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The one who defeated death. On this day in history. The Bible says when he breathed the last breath, that the earth shook. The graves were opened. And they that were dead came to life. And men who knew them saw them. Labranteketekete. Kalambretekete. Just keep your hands lifted. Maleko sikatosha. Jakatekete. Brandeko sekata. Bralandekete. Bralendo sikato. Jakatakata. Bratekete. Lembretekete. Zibrato sakata. Jaketekete. Graves be open.
Graves be open. Graves be open. Graves be open. Graves be open. Graves be open. Shaketokata. Let everyone that is under your custody, everyone that is under your influence, arise from your grave. Arise from your grave. Arise from your grave. Arise. Arise in the name of Jesus. Shaketakapalakata. 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 Sentences of death are being cancelled. Sentences of death are being cancelled. Your encounter with death comes to an end. I declare life to you in the name of Jesus. I declare life to you in the name of Jesus. I declare life to you in the name of Jesus. Lakapratosa. There are several persons hearing my voice tonight that the medical report in your hand is as good as dead. In the name of Jesus, I turn it around. I turn it around. I turn it around. I turn it around. Shaketakapa. Kadosh. Kadosh. You were mighty on your throne. You reign. You ancient Zion's king. Kadosh. Kadosh. You were mighty on your throne. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It looks like we are focusing on finances and prosperity. But listen to me. There is one and the same spirit that controls all of this. Sickness, oppression, lack, and poverty are related. Sickness, oppression, lack, and poverty, all of them came through the same roots, and it is the same debt that handled all of them. The same debt. The same debt that took away your sin. The same debt that took away your past is the same debt that broke the back of poverty. All of this will be handled holistically tonight. This is why the Lord brought you. This is why the Lord brought you. This is why the Lord brought you. We have seen signs in this place of miracle alert. There are some of you that before you leave this place tonight, you will see supernatural finances in your pockets, in your purses. You will see them, for the strong man has been destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 42 and verse 22. Shika pralakato sikata. Sheke teke teke polokoto sikata. Shataka palakatosa. 42 verse 22. Thank you, Jesus. La pratakatosa. 42 verse 22. Shake protokota. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver it. For a spoil, and none say it restore. There is a relationship between deliverance and restoration. Deliverance that does not lead to restoration is a waste of time. If you have been delivered, then there must be a restoration. Because there are things you are meant to have by this time that the delay caused you not to have them. So we are not just asking the demons to leave you alone. We are asking them to give you what they have taken away from you. Job chapter 15 and verse 20. Shakapalado sakata. Okay, 2015, I think I'm just coming up in my spirit. Then we'll pray for this restoration of health. Yes. Hi, yeah. Read this if you are a Christian.
see it. Read it again. Shaketo. Hey. Let it sink first. Because we are in the court of heaven tonight. That place is called Mount Zion. He said the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. It was not a poor man that was saying this. I hope you know. He said there is he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Who has swallowed down your riches tonight? Who has swallowed down the wealth of your family tonight? Who has swallowed down your riches? Say, for a prey and none deliver it. For a spoil and none restore it. He said, for I shall restore the years that the cankerworms, the palmer worms, the caterpillars, the locusts have eaten. Laketo sikata. Lift your hands. Pratekete. Shaka prakato. Zalam deko sikata. I release the angel of deliverance, accompanied by the angel of restoration. There are some of you like a mighty wind. That mantle of restoration will rest upon you from my right to my left. Overflow 1, 2, 3 online. Maleko sikata. Maleketekete. Shaketo sikata. Are you not ministering spirit? Send forth to minister to them who will be heirs of salvation. Lakatekete. Bring them out, Lekosikata. Jacquete, Zumbratekata. Shakatekete. Jacquetekete. 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 Jacquaprakata. Zentekete. Lampratosekata. From my right to my left, let the angels of God enforce the word of God. Lakate kosikata, jalekete, sembreto sikata, braketakato. I'm seeing mighty restorations for families. Mighty restorations for families. As I was talking, there are some of you that this looks like the story of your family. Every time something good comes, it's like there's a mysterious being that comes to swallow it up and takes you back to square one. Like kete. I'm speaking specifically to families in Kogi State and Benue State. Like sikata. I challenge the altar of darkness in Kogi and Benue State. Release the wealth of God's people. Release it now. I'm seeing the angel of God visiting that middle belt region. Kogi, Benue, Nasarawa, those three states, those regions. Laketo sikata. I see foundations of ancestral altars being shaken. There are some of you that you literally feel fire on your abdominal region. Because that is the point of the covenant. Your spiritual navel is being cut right now. Kogi, Benue, Nasarawa, be free in the name of Jesus. Shate katosakata. Shate kaprakata lakata. Sheketekete. Shaka prakata lakato. Zeketekete. Jakataka palakataya. Shatekete. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord began to put pressure upon Pharaoh to release the people, he said, let only the men go. Let the women and the children remain behind. And Moses said, no. He said, okay, go. Leave your prosperity behind. Moses said, no. We will all go. We, our wives, our children, our cattle, our little ones, everything that belongs to us must enter this freedom. I can't be healed of sickness and my money will be back in Egypt. I can't be prosperous and I spend it on medical bills. No way. You are born again. And Paul tells us that by reason of salvation, we are supposed to be part of the commonwealth of Zion, right? But the Bible is saying that you are to the physical an Israelite. But in the realm of the spirit, your father is an Amorite, your mother is a Hittite. Next verse. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not caught. Thy navel was not caught. If you studied medicine or you understand biology a little, the umbilical cord connects the mother to the child. That means that by reason of the umbilical cord, the child does not feed voluntarily from the mother. That means that when the mother eats something good, the child will partake of it. When the mother takes poison, the child will partake of it. Doctors, am I correct? Do I have doctors here? Am I correct? That means that the child, as long as the umbilical cord is there, is at the mercy of the mother's nourishment. But the moment the child is born, listen to this. I'm explaining what happens to many of you. You are saying, I'm a Christian. Why are these things happening to me? The moment the child is born, the first thing the midwife does is to cut that umbilical cord. So at this point, the child still breastfeeds from the mother. But this time, they can refuse that feeding happening. So if they discover anything in the body of the mother that is harmful to the child, they can say, don't breastfeed this child. Let's get another nourishment. But with the umbilical cord, even though the child is separated involuntarily, the nourishment of the mother still goes to the child. He said, your mother was a Hittite. So the possibilities of the Hittite still happens in your life, even though you have been born into Israel. You have been born into Israel, but the umbilical cord still exists. So the Hittite is still supplying you. You are a Christian confessing, yet the Southern cardinal demons are still oppressing you and scattering your marriage. Are you listening to me? He said, the day you were born, your navel was not caught. I'm born again, but you are still connected. So they can still do certain things upon that altar in Benue State. They can still do Aleku or whatever they call it. And it can still destroy your family, destroy your wealth. You are born again, yet your life is the opposite of what Christ died for. Lift your hands. Right now, we are going to cut that navel. We are going to cut that navel. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Lift your hands. Stay after me in the name of Jesus. I declare that I'm born again. I declare that I belong to Jesus. Every spiritual novel that connects me with ancestry, I command in the name of Jesus, let them be cut off now. Cut them now. Go ahead and pray. Declare it. Declare it. I declare I'm a believer, not an Edomer. I'm a believer, not a thief. I'm a believer, not a Jukun. I'm a believer, not a Yoruba. That spiritual navel is cut off right now. La brekete kete, sheketo, zande kato sakata. Shaketa kapalakata. Come on, declare. As you are praying, some of you are feeling literal heat. It's as if somebody is cutting it. Angelic midwives, cut navels tonight. Cut navels tonight. Cut navels tonight. Cut navels tonight. Inside, outside, overflow. 1, 2, 3, online. Cut navels. Like a teketo shikata. La prakataya. In the name of Jesus, there are some of you, because of this mystery I just explained, You see a strange person just comes up and he says, 400 years ago, you were married to me. At what point did the wedding happen? Can a wedding happen without me being present? But there is a novel that makes it happen. Comes to you and say, you are my husband, you are my wife. That nonsense must stop tonight. Say in the name of Jesus, any demonic spirit claiming covenant over my life, by the covenant of the blood of Jesus, let such covenant be broken. In the name of Jesus, let it be broken. Let it be broken. I file an application to the court of heaven. Maleko Sikata Jean Dekete. In the name of Jesus. Before we pray for the sick, lift your hands for the last time. Let's finish this novel thing once and for all. Jesus. Shaketakata. Just lift your hands and be silent. You don't cut umbilical cords by yourself. It is the midwives that do that. Just lift your hands and remain silent. For they will go around and they will cut off every such connection. Yes, Spirit of the Living God. Separate men. Separate men. Separate men. Separate men. Separate men. Separate men. You can't imagine the separations that are happening. Separate men. Separate men. It's like garments falling off people. Separate men. Cut novels. Separate men. Cut novels. Cut novels. Inside, outside. Inside, outside. Cut novels. Shakataka panakata. Just stay like that. Leke preketo. Zandekete. Shaprakato sakata. Lampraketo sikata. Shaprandeko sikatosa. Shekete. Shaprandekete. Shaketekete. Lamprado zaketa. Shekete. Please bring this lady that is on 5 years. Come. Come, you. You looking at me, come. Shakatekete. Zambreketo. Zaka prakatalakato. Lift your hands and stay like that. Mateko sikato. Shaketekete. La prande kosikata. Shaka palakato. Hold my hands. The Lord is bringing freedom to your family. Shaketo kipata. Because it's like what I was saying. It seems like I'm describing your family. Because this has been the story for a long time. This one is not just by imagination. These are things that have been spoken to you directly that is responsible for the stagnation in the family. No marriage, no breakthrough, no job, no moving forward. I break it right now in the name of Jesus. I don't just set you free. I set your family free. I pray for your mother in the name of Jesus that the pain on her right leg disappears. That thing that causes death in the right leg, by the power of God, I command that you're broken in the name of Jesus.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against the
Victory!
still a God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything makes walking not for my good. Let me hear you sing it.
Dependable, dependable.
Stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Lift up your voice and say, Waymaker,
Waymaker,
miracle worker,
promise keeper,
light in the darkness.
In the darkness. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
you
know me, man.
No, you know me, man.
You know me, man.
No, you be God.
No, you be God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
You know me, man.
You know me, man. No,
you know me, man.
You know me, man. No,
Narekele.
Narekele. Narekele.
Listen to me. Every reason that God had in his heart for every one of us to be here, listen to me, tonight the Lord will visit you. Are you hear what I'm saying? Against all odds, I was not supposed to be here this evening. Are you following what I'm saying? Flights cancelled. If I tell you the hours I spent on the road coming here. But listen to me. Every time things like this happen, I understand that God is doing something. And God wants to deliver and birth something in people's lives. Are you following what I'm saying? Question. What is bigger than God? What can't God do? We have prayer points here. I want to assure you that there is no prayer point you've written, no prayer point you've prayed that is beyond God. There are people that have been in the same condition, the same place with you, and this same thing, they lifted up their voice. Hiya. An interesting man called Jabez, and he lifted up his voice and he said that all that thou will bless me and enlarge my course. Listen to me, there is nothing beyond God. Are you following? My brother here knows. This is my wife with two children. My genotype was AS. Her genotype was AS. Listen to me, precious saints. Some of you might have been there when we shared this testimony, but the Lord transformed the genotype to AA. See, it's not that you were saying it and hoping or faithing. Are you following? It's a reality that has been established. The word has become flesh. With two blessed kids, three. Listen to me. Genotype, blood group, sickness, terminal disease, anything, contract, whatever. God has the ability to change. God has the ability. He is more than enough. The all-sufficient God. Are you following what I'm saying? Thank you, blessed Lord. Just stretch forth your hands, because I want this to be a combined prayer. The Lord opened my eyes just some weeks ago in a vigil in Yola. And suddenly I saw when believers were praying for something, it was like different cords, like ropes of fire. Are you following? Light. And it were tied together the way you tie rope. All the prayers were connected. Are you following what I'm saying? Profound. And listen to me as you pray tonight. Because tonight is not just us praying for the prayer point here. Are you following? It's for you and I to connect. Then we'll seal it with the prophetic words of God. Is that okay? And then we'll dance and celebrate God. And you'll see the wonders of God. I'm telling you, as some of you begin to walk out of here, the testimonies that will begin to hit you, you'll be amazed. Are you following what I'm saying? Because we serve a living God. He's not dead. An amazing living God. I've seen his mighty hand. Mighty, mighty hand. And I'm still seeing it. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Just in a moment, go ahead and give me praise. Dear pastors, I will appreciate if we can actually come up to the altar. Maybe we can just, please let's round up and just come quickly. So please, don't just watch. Stretch forth your hands and pray. Thank you, Lord. Pakatola rianda bakos ilabadaha. Jesus. And suddenly, you know, I see like a parcel, you know, a gift. It been opened and I'm seeing treasures. Thank you, Holy One. Porate kos I patalianda. Balarokoshi badagalebonde. Go ahead and pray. Patokotopali rakatondis ilabada. Rendo kotoboko shinabaha. Paridosa pratelianda kabalabada. Please, precious saints. Cindy, please, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you help me do this song? Gashinan, Gamunan. Thank you. We invite the living Christ, your mighty presence, Lord, upon every one of these prayer points. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of God come upon it. Alabarosa patila kata. Rusha timba hondes. Reto koto baliga rabababa. Reto koto katala babababa. Elenondo sumbre liata kaso tele baba. He's here to answer. He's here to answer. He's here to answer.
Done in the name of Jesus. As the body of Christ in Zaria, we speak, it is done in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus.
By the hand of the Lord, in the name of Jesus,
we release the rain of answered prayers. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens rain down answers. Let the rain of answers fall from heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus, standing upon the apostolic covenant of our Father with the Lord Jesus, I declare that no matter how difficult this request may be, let the God that answers prayers release answers. In the name of Jesus, let terminal diseases be terminated. Let stagnation come to an end. Let breakthrough be released unto families. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for 24-hour miracles that are birthing out of these in the name of Jesus. Thank you for open heavens over this prayer request in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs that are coming out of this in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory testimonies that are coming out of this in the name of Jesus. We receive all the answers, all the healings, all the breakthroughs, all the restoration for these ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you do and answer this request for the sake of the cross. We ask that your mercy will prevail, that your mercy will bring to pass everything that is written. Let every expectation be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the angels of this commission begin to go around the four corners of the earth to bring to pass everything that has been written upon this altar in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a rain of testimonies, a rain of breakthroughs, a rain of answers in the mighty name of Jesus.
Just quickly, I'll read this interesting prophetic word for us. Thank you, Lord. Precious saints. Now read this. 1 Chronicles 20 from 21. Please don't sit. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments. Hiya. Against the children of Ammon. Listen to me. The Lord is going to be setting ambushments against your enemies. Are you following what I'm saying? Mob and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of the mount and Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came towards the watchtower, turn to your neighbor and say, when you come toward the watchtower after these prayers in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. None of your enemies were escaped. None of these prayer points were escaped in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me, this is the interesting part. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in the abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels. Are you hearing what Pastor Jimmy has been sharing since? Huh? Which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days, 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Just lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord. As you live here tonight, the blessings of God, everything you've been trusting the Lord for, the Lord releases upon you. Financial blessings, fruitfulness of the womb, fruitfulness, financial fruitfulness, your businesses, the Lord will bless in the name of Jesus. And everything you've trusted God for in this prayer, every answer will come for every need, specifically in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands. Every bringing out is to bring you in. The Bible said it brought them out, not to keep them stranded, and it made them to enter into their abundance. Lift up your hands. Enter into your abundance. Enter in the name of Jesus. Atipo to break it down. He said, rain to every grass in the field. Rain to every grass in the field. If you have entered into this place tonight, you have been implicated by this anointing for abundance. Therefore, standing on the existing apostolic anointing, shake it, break it down. That as those servants has declared, I release grace that you enter in the name of Jesus. May a gown and a garment of favor be worn upon you tonight. As you step out of this place, it's that you have gone into a jam room that men cannot rest until they have said, what can I do for you? In the name of Jesus Christ.
Shaka palakato satahanda ligada. Shake it, take it, take it, pose a kata. Run the kate, take it, take it. Shake it, take it, take it, take. Lame reto, take it, take. Ralam radeko sikata. Shake it, take it, take it, take it. Zimbra teko sukato. Ralam deko saketa. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare an activation of apostolic dimensions. Activation of apostolic dimensions. Activations of the gifts of the Spirit. Activation of the gifts of the Spirit. I declare activation of strange utterance. Strange dimension of revelation. Light and illumination. Light and illumination. Makete kete. Seto kapreta. Pralande kete. He said, for a long time, Israel has been without God, without a teaching priest, and without law. I declare in the name of Jesus, let teaching priest arise. Let teaching priest arise. Men that are mighty in words and in deeds. There are many of you that came all the way to carry the fire that is in this place. Apostle is not here, but the God of apostles is in this place. I declare in the name of Jesus, for every minister in this place that have come from far and near, I declare, let there be an activation of fire in your life, in the name of Jesus. Enter strange dimension of the miraculous, strange dimension of signs and wonders, strange dimension of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, for everyone in this place whose prayer life is dead, I command fire to come upon your altar. Let fire come upon that altar. In the name of Jesus, from today, you will no longer read the Bible as a piece of literature. By the Spirit of revelation, you will understand as you read. In the name of Jesus, let your study life come alive. In the name of Jesus,
As our Father declared last week, I declare in the name of Jesus that you will access the deep things of God. Deep things of God. For deep calleth unto deep at the sound of thy water sprout. I declare that the Spirit of the Lord will take you to draw things out of the deep places. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer a stranger to the deep things of God. No more stranger to the deep things of God. The worship team, bring mighty songs from the secret place. Bring mighty songs from the secret place. In the name of Jesus.
Rikete banda balaga do shata balaga taya. Rimini bonde belege de balige de bakataya. For every family represented here, barikete shkete belege de barakataya. I speak peace. Where there is every troubling storm, peace in the name of Jesus. For every family, every marriage represented here, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I call for the cry of babies in your home, in the name of Jesus. For every family here that has spent money on hospital bills and medication and treatment, we end that infirmity. And we restore that prosperity in the name of Jesus. For every lady here of marriageable age, trusting God to be happily married, we release your spouses to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the gentlemen here, trusting God for establishment. Many things are tied to your prosperity. I open the windows of heaven and I pour out a blessing that there is no room to contain. Be established in the name of Jesus. I pray for the students amongst us, undergraduate, postgraduate, and I speak academic success like never before in the name of Jesus. I end victimization in the name of Jesus. Let no man trouble you. You bear you the mark of Christ. Let no one trouble you. You bear you the mark of Christ. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we have decreed.
Father, we thank you. Please remain standing. Hallelujah. Please remain standing. Hallelujah. The most precious miracle that can happen to any man is not just his body getting healed. Are you hearing? Or money coming to his hands or his pocket. These things are extras. Are you following what I'm saying? You did not come here by mistake. You may have meandered your way here. Someone may have invited you, but listen to me. It is for an encounter for destiny. And every time I read scripture and I stumble upon the part that says that for the repentance of one sinner or one child of God that comes back home, heaven rejoices. There's a great dance of joy in heaven. And I realize that on days like this, signifying the death of Jesus Christ, he looks at the cross and he sees his sacrifice and he sees my life and your life, and Jesus looks at the Father and says, it is worth it for this single one person. Are you here and you want an encounter with Jesus Christ? It is the greatest miracle, precious saints. It is the greatest miracle. Don't stay back. Please come to the front quickly. You want an encounter with Jesus Christ? Come to the front. God bless you. Come to the front. Even if you are outside, we'll wait for you. Come. Come to the front. Come to the front. You are saying, Jesus, you died for me so that I'll have an encounter with you. So for time's sake, overflow 3 can actually just go in front of your projector, just in front of the projector stand. Are we seeing more people come? Please come. This is the reason why he went to the cross. To first give us an experience so that we can step into the reality of what he's called us for. Thank you, Lord. Precious saints, can we just give the Lord a big clap and a great dance? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Please celebrate Jesus for this harvest of souls. And in case you are here, you are saying, Pastor, I've given my life to Christ, but for one reason or the other, I backslided. On this day of Good Friday, the commemoration of the cross, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Please join them. Keep clapping. Join them as they come out. You are rededicating your life to Christ. Please join them. Amen. All of you standing in front of me, I want you to lift up your right hand and repeat after me from the depth of your heart. You are not reciting the poem, okay? It is a declaration of your faith in the finished work of Christ. Say after me, Lord Jesus, tonight I come to you. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I can't save myself. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again. Tonight, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and by faith, I'm born again in Jesus' name. Now, let me pray for you. Your word says, as many as receive you, you gave them power to become sons of God, even to as many that believe in your name. I pray for these ones in the name of Jesus that their sins are forgiven. I declare that by your spirit you will give them a witness that they are now sons of God in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the Lord, bear witness with their spirit that they are now children of God. I declare in the name of Jesus that every entanglement and every addiction that you have found yourself in before this time, because of this, your new faith in Christ Jesus, that addiction is broken. You have a new life and you have the power to please God in the name of Jesus. I declare that the force of ancestry is broken in the name of Jesus. Now you are in Christ, you are a new creature. I declare that all things are passed away, all things have become new in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Please, you will follow the gentleman waving his hand. They will take your details so that we can interact with you. We encourage you to join the prayer band on Tuesday so that you can grow and build your spiritual life. Just turn and follow the young man behind you on the aisle. Please celebrate them as they go.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternityNetwork International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.